This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Sarah Mitchell. Sarah, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, doing great, thanks.
And what is your husband's name?
Mike.
Mike. All right. So what year were you born and in what city?
1979, and in Portland, Indiana.
Portland. Where's Portland, Indiana?
It is up by, it's like a little north, Frankfort, close.
Okay. And then where'd you go to high school?
I went to Carmel High School.
So you came down to Indy, and then what was kind of the path to get you to St. Joan of Arc?
You know what? I moved around a lot. After college, I went to Purdue. I went out to Portland, Oregon, and worked there for 3 years. Moved to San Francisco, moved to Arizona. That's where I met my husband, Mike. We're actually both Purdue grads, but we're there working. And then we moved to Minneapolis, trying to get a little closer to home. And then we had our got married, had our first child, and decided we wanted to be back home. So we moved to Indianapolis when he was 6 months old. And we've been here for 11 years.
11 years. Okay. So how did you get connected with the church?
Proximity, location. We moved to Butler Tarkington when we moved back to Indiana. And we were just, looking for a place to call home. And we had some good friends that were a part of the parish. And so we, it was, an easy way to get back involved in the community.
So what was your experience the first time you came into the church? What kind of, would you focus on? What were some of the, aesthetics within the building itself that really, struck you?
Right. I mean, the building's stunning. So you walk in and you feel, just God's presence and this awe of the beauty of the church itself. And I think the community really spoke to us. So walking in a welcoming community was a place that we knew that we could easily become involved in.
Okay. So what type of things, committees, groups, have you been involved with? How do you assist the church?
So I assist the church by helping with websites, updates, and marketing for the school. Our kids are attending St. Joan of Arc School, so we help out with, I help out with school commission and with just areas that the school needs assistance with. And so my help with the parish is also trying to connect the school and the parish.
Gotcha. And then your husband?
Mike, he helps out with sports. He's actually really into basketball, so he coaches my son's team. He's the only one old enough for CYO sports.
Nice.
He was also on the sports commission.
Okay. So just some specific moments that really just kind of stand out as your favorite moments with the other parishioners. What are some things over the last 11 years that, you'll always remember?
I think French Market. It's hard not to forget our experiences with the community coming together for, fundraising and to build up the St. Joan of Arc parish and school. We've also met a lot of great friends through the parish, so a lot of my favorite memories are just being able to hang out with school families and be a part of the activities around the school and watching my kids grow up in a faith-based community.
Okay, and if you were going to describe it to a family that you just met, as far as what you get out of it and what they can expect, just what are some good overall selling points that you would share?
What I would share is that St. Joan allows a lot of space. So there's a lot of places where you can get involved, and that's what we've really loved about it. It's not a parish that has a lot of paid positions. So I think what that enables is a lot of people in the pews stepping up to help. And you see that with, you know, big events like Crunch Market. You also see that with small events where we've seen people step up to teach classes or to organize events. And all of that just allows you to feel more part of the community because you are actively a participant. You're actively, you know, working towards making it a place that you want for your family and your community.
That's great. So who would be just a couple people you've been able to work with that you'd want to give a little appreciation to?
You know, I think Mary Pat Sharp is one. She is on school. She leads our school commission right now. And I've just been impressed with her. Things about her, but mostly her passion for Catholic education, as well as her passion for the school and the parish. So you see it in her work and how much she gives back to the community, and that is inspiring.
That's great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before I close this out?
You know, we just have really enjoyed being part of this active community, and we hope it's here for our children. I'm a product of Catholic education, so we're supporting Catholic education to ensure that it's around and options for our kids to choose for their kids. And I think a part of that is just stepping up and doing what you can with the gifts God gave you to give back to the community.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you very much for your time, but just stay on the line, and I'm going to close this one out, and thank you.
All right. Thank you.